This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. On Sunday afternoon, news emerged from Iran that a helicopter carrying Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi had gone down in a remote area of northern Iran. We now have confirmation that he was among those found dead at the scene. And joining us to try to explain what this means, because this is a big deal, the regional Shia Islamic power in the Middle East, and obviously the backer of what is going on with the proxies in Gaza and in Lebanon through Hamas and Hezbollah, is now undergoing a change of regime to a degree. Joining us to help understand what is going on inside Iran right now is the founder of a multimedia teaching ministry, Think Again Productions, online thinkagainproductions.com, the producer of the documentary film UFOs, Angels, and Gods. We welcome Ali Siadatan back to the program. Ali, given that you still have friends and family inside Iran, what are you hearing? I guess, first of all, for those of us in the West who don't really get much news from Iran that isn't filtered by our corporate media, where did Ebrahim Raisi, the president, fit inside the power hierarchy in Iran?
He was the most important senior bureaucrat of Iran. He had been the head of the judiciary as well as the executive branch, and he was the number one contender to replace the supreme leader, to become the next supreme leader of the country. As far as his office as president, it is an implementation office. He doesn't make any of the decisions, the important decisions. He just implements the decisions that the supreme leader has made. He was very much in line with him. Had the support of the Mashhad Brigade of the IRGC. As far as to back up to, with the first question you asked, the main effect of this, it doesn't change the foreign policy or anything that we know at this point. When it comes to the rest of the world, these are cogs in a wheel that are going to get replaced. Both him and the foreign minister, they're going to get replaced and the machine is going to move on. Where it really is going to create a lot of upheaval is internally, the succession plan of the supreme leader. That is where, not just his plan, but all the different parties that are vying for succession. When it comes to the people, what happened was that the psychological boost. This is going to give a major psychological boost to the opposition, which is at this point 80% of the country. 15 to 20% is behind the regime. 80% is, against the regime. 80 to 85%. People were putting up fireworks throughout the city yesterday. And people, I've heard this now from many people, that people randomly, strangers, smile at each other in the middle of the street. Someone was saying today that they went to the local kiosk on their street to buy a pack of smokes this morning, and there was a woman there without her hijab as a form of protest, and they looked at each other. They're strangers, but they began to smile and started to sing "Helicopter, Helicopter." It's a meme that's going around Iran right now, where there's a song where Raisi's in a helicopter and it begins to swirl and crash, and there's a song that goes with it. So this is going to give a major boost. As far as the people that are in the regime, this is going to be psychologically a negative for them. So really, it seems that it was an accident. That's how they're portraying it. They're not saying it was like Israel or anything. So it seems like a bad omen, the fracturing of the regime that started with Donald Trump's pulling out of the JCPOA. The political divisions that he created by doing that are now aggravated through this. And it has now opened the path for the other contender to become supreme leader. Ironically, there are several contenders, but the two top leading ones were Raisi and Khamenei's own son, Mojtaba. Raisi is now dead, and his demise has opened the path to Khamenei's own son to become the main contender for the throne of the supreme leader.
What would that mean? Because Khamenei is 85 years old, and there are rumors that he's suffering from colon cancer, although that's not confirmed. We don't know that he's going to step down anytime soon. Khamenei, as I understand it, when he took over from Khomeini, the one who led the Islamic Revolution in 1979, had to firm up a power base, and he did so by cozying up to the Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, who have become a sort of Praetorian Guard, if I'm reading this correctly. How will things change? Would Khamenei's son have to likewise lean on the IRGC to remain in power?
The IRGC is the power base of the clerics at this point. There are many rivals within the Islamic Republic, people who support the regime. There's different political groups, there are different clerics, and the IRGC is also divided into factions. So the Mashhad Brigade took a huge loss yesterday with Raisi's death, and the Mansurian Brigade had a score. So the people that support Mujtaba. And there's also the theory of a coup within the IRGC, like the IRGC may mount a coup to take over the whole country, run it as a security state, and choose their own cleric as the leader. But let me tell you about the career of Mujtaba, the Khamenei's son. So who is he? At 17, Mujtaba joined the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and fought in the bloody 8-year war with Iraq as part of the 27th Muhammad Rasulullah Division, a notoriously ideological unit. This contingent was founded by our IRGC's Ahmad Mutavassilian, a profoundly anti-Semitic individual and one of the founders of the Lebanese Hezbollah. Under Kosari's command, Mujtaba fought as part of the Habib Battalion, which was made of the most radical right Islamists, most of whom would later form the core of the regime's security and intelligence bodies. Almost a decade after the conflict, 1999, Mujtaba began his traditional clerical studies, and he studied under some of the most extreme radical clerics, which are friends with his father, namely Mesbah Yazdi. For instance, a few years later, Mesbah Yazdi declared a fatwa, and he said, let's kill the Iranian youth who promote Western immorality, and this unleashed a massive amount of killings by the Islamic civilian corps called the Basij, the people who consider themselves the righteous of the land, and they kind of went ahead. And from there, Mujtaba went ahead to seminary. He went to the conservative seminary of Qom. He graduated from there, and from there he took his own father's special class of Shia jurisprudence, which allows you to become a mujtahid, like someone whose commentary on the Quran is worth studying. And then he entered politics in 2005. He's very much closely related to the inner ring of the supreme leader and the regime elites that have extreme, views, such as Mehdi Taeb, brother of the former IRGC intelligence head. They're all into the doctrine of Mahdaviyat, the end times battle with Israel. So this is the son. He's 54 years old. And if he ends up being the assembly of experts chooses the next supreme leader, like the cardinals that choose a pope, and the white smoke goes up. So the way you secure the succession is at this point in time, you make sure the right allies are in the assembly of experts and in the key positions of the IRGC that support your candidate, while other factions are trying to do the same for themselves. And so that, begs the question, if Raisi's death and the foreign minister was an accident, an act of God, a judgment, because he just came back from Azerbaijan where he made another speech against Israel, he gets in a helicopter and then he dies. It's very curious that they put him in such an old helicopter. They gave him the Bell 212. A lot of people are reporting Bell 412, but that's wrong. He was in the Bell 212, which only has two blades, and was purchased by the Shah in 1971 from the United States.
Oh, wow.
It has commercial-grade navigation system that can be hacked. It has a faulty pin because the factory moved to Canada and Quebec, and there was an accident, and it was discovered there was a faulty pin in the blade. And also, it doesn't have the more modern navigation systems that allow you to navigate through a fog. The weather advisory was given that it was going to be very rainy and foggy. These mountains are, you know, 8,000 feet plus in altitude. There's a lot of rain. And so it was very interesting that they put him in an old chopper and then they put him in bad weather. So either it was an act of God and, the continuous crumbling of this regime and a boost for the opposition, or if there was an internal coup, he was the main contender to be the supreme leader of Iran. And he was just taken out, which opens the path for Khamenei's own son. But at this point, you know, when Khamenei took over, he had to build a base. But at this point, we're well past that. Like, the system is fully integrated. These guys already have all their connections. They're different rival factions. The clerics and the IRGC are connected. And now the main story here is going to be the politics of succession.
As it is in every country around the world, certainly the politics will dominate in the days and weeks ahead. And we here in the West, like I said, just getting a little window because all of the coverage we've gotten from Iran for years has been colored by the narrative coming out of the deep state in Washington, D.C. So, Ali, certainly appreciate your insight, even though I know we've only scratched the surface. Ali Siadatan, you'll find his work online, thinkagainproductions.com. Again, we highly recommend the documentary film UFOs, Angels and Gods, one of the earliest analyses of the UFO phenomenon from a Christian perspective. Ali, thank you for your time today.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me. Till next time.
Now's the time to get a better understanding of what is happening in the end times, details on how you can take advantage of a special offer in that regard, and some final thoughts straight ahead as 5 and 10 continues.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. How the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp on to the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
Anytime there's a major event like this, it's tempting to think that somebody must be responsible, that it's more than just an accident. Certainly there are those who are pointing a finger at Israel. It's highly unlikely that Benjamin Netanyahu would want to do something like this that would turn world opinion even more against himself and against Israel than it already is. There are other contenders for power inside Iran, especially as Ali told us, the succession plan basically pointed to two men, one the son of the current Ayatollah Khomeini, second President Raisi. Raisi is now out of the way, and the son of the Ayatollah Mojtaba would appear to be the leading contender right now. But there are other factions inside Iran, things that I frankly don't understand well because all of our news about Iran comes through the corporate media, and that media has a slant and a filter. And being an American, we tend to fixate more on our own political situation than on that which is going on elsewhere. But the bottom line is that there are factions inside Iran. There are globalists inside Iran. In fact, the faction that signed the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal with the Obama administration, is a globalist faction, not the isolationist Shia faction backing the violence in Gaza and in Lebanon. They are sidelined for the moment. We'll see how all of this shakes out. But however it plays out, whenever you're dealing with these types of earth-shaking changes in the political realm in the Middle East, there are no doubt prophetic significance. There is prophetic significance to these events, so we will be watching them very, very closely. Speaking of end times Bible prophecy, that's the focus of our current series on the main program featuring Terry James of RaptureReady.com and Jonathan Brentner. Their new books, Nearing Midnight and Hereafter, very important for your reference library. Please take advantage of these programs just for the information and, of course, the special offer on their two new books. You can find the programs at our website, skywatchtv.com, our Roku and Apple TV channels. Also, the over-the-air broadcast schedule through our partner networks on Christian TV. You can find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. We've also got the Rumble channel. Rumble still likes us. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Or better yet, get our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with other features like an audio Bible, multiple translations, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.